Pesach, matzah, umara.
What are they all for?
The Pesach sacrifice in the days of old, during the times of the Beis Hamikdash, I was told, was observed to remember how long ago to the Egyptians Hashem cast a mighty blow. All their firstborn he did smite on that 15th night. Over all the Jewish houses Hashem did skip, while there wasn't a house without crying in all Egypt.
And the matzah, what's it for, huh?
Hashem commanded our ancestors not to eat chametz, for he knew that they would have to leave Egypt in a blitz, and the dough they carried would not have time to rise, so they would have to eat matzah cakes flat size.
Now I guess you're ready to explain why we eat the marah. Oy, the bitter pain.
It's to remember how bitter our lives were. The Egyptians made our ancestors do back-breaking work. Brrr! Such work you and I would not prefer. If we had to do such work, our tempers would stir.
Sadie, how come matzah and marah we could eat, but we can't eat roasted meat?
That's a good question, Yankee. I'm sure your father will agree. Yes, indeed it is. My little boy is quite a whiz. During the collapse of the Egyptian Empire, Hashem ordered our ancestors to roast a lamb on an open fire. He wanted the unique aroma of roast lamb to spread, making known to the Egyptians that their gods were dead. There wasn't a thing an Egyptian could do except maybe to cry boo-hoo. We were commanded to bring the Pesach sacrifice in Eretz Yisrael when the Beis Hamikdash stood like a paradise. But now the Holy Temple stands no more, and the Korban Pesach can no longer be brought or observed as before. Therefore, on Pesach night, we do not eat roasted meat, so no one will think we are eating the Korban Pesach meat.
Sadie, what was it like when the Beis Hamikdash was around?
Well, in those days, this is what you would have found.